We continue our learning of the Nishmas Bavim by Menachem Shem Chaim Yaakov and Pinchas Eliyahu. We are in Kalim Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Dalet. Magrefa Shenit Lo Kapa. Magrefa is a shovel. Bar Tunu tells you what's it used for. The grof has a efer min hakiro min hatanur. You use that shovel to shovel out, to sweep out the ashes in a kiro or a tanur. Kshehusra kapa, if that scooper has been removed, nishar habes yad shela, the handle remains, asui kein kurnis, and now, although the scooper part is off, still, that whole implement, it's a metal kli, can be used kein kurnis shel nafachim, like a hammer of blacksmiths. So therefore, says the Mishnah, if a magrefa shenil kapa, the scooper part broke off, today it's still mekabel tumah b'nei shi kikurnis. Now it can be used as a hammer. You have the edge, although you don't have the scooper. The edge is like a bull section, and you can use that whole kli along with the handle as a hammer. Did Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that even though this obviously was made not as a hammer, this was made as a shovel. Nonetheless, it's understood that if the edge would break off, people would be able to use this as a hammer, and therefore it's mekabel tum, it's still a kli. V'chachamim tarach, chachamim say, no, it's not mekabel tum anymore, it was made as a shovel, can't be used as a shovel anymore, therefore it's not mekabel tum, it's not a kli. Migeira, then the Mishnah speaks about a saw. Shenitlu shineha achas mi bein time. One of each, every other tooth, which means the sharp edges, obviously, of the saw, have been removed. So if every other tooth is removed, it can't cut properly. So therefore, Torah is not makabel tumah. But what about nishtayer ba melo hasit b'makom echad? Here, there's a, yeah, it's true, part of it had every other tooth removed. So that those sections of the saw can't be used. But in one section, there was a small area that had all the teeth in its proper place. And the Mishnah tells you how much. If malo hasit is a distance between your pointer and your middle finger, if you stretch them out a lot. So if you have that amount of regular teeth in order on the saw, although the other parts may be missing every other one, then it's tamea. So nishtai above malo hasit mamoka mechad, in one area, you have that amount, that distance, and the teeth are in place, tamea it's mekabel tumah because it's usable as a saw. Now we're going to give a list of various kalim, obviously made of metal, and we're going to show that even though they're damaged somewhat, they're still mekabel tumah because they still can be used somewhat. Hama'atzad, the first on this list is the ma'atzad. Bar Tanur tells you that a ma'atzad is a kli barzel shahacharash menaser bo hanesarim. It is an iron implement that the carpenter uses to chop the boards of wood. So what else on this list? Ismil. We know that Ismil from the 19th parak of Masechah Shabbos. That's the scalpel that's used typically for a bris mila. Bar Tanur tells you, tar katan shemalin bo asatino, used for to circumcise the child. Targum Charvos Trum, you may know this Haftorah from Pesach, Yoshua Perakei, Aselecha Charvos Tzurim, says the Bar Tanura that the Targum, the Aramaic translation of Charvos Tzurim, is Ismilin Charifin, sharp Ismilin. So that's the Ismil. What else on this list? Vahamafsolis. Mafsolis from the Shorish Psol Lecha. So this is used, Bar Tanura tells you, Barzel Mechudad Kavu Ba'etz. You have a block of wood, and there's a sharp piece of metal that's attached to it, or slid into it. Umalichin umavino so alaluach. And what you do is you move it back and forth. This is really to smooth out wooden boards that are rough. And they're known as a plane. And this also is one of the kalim on this list, which we'll discuss in a moment, the halacha, the hamakdeach. And the makdeach is, Bar Tanura says, is a kli shebo menakvim haluchos. It's a vessel and a metal implement that's used to pierce holes in wooden boards. So you take it and you actually screw it in order to make a hole. In all of these cases, all of these metal implements, shenif gumu, these sharp metal implements that became damaged somewhat, to Neim, they still are a mekabel tumah. Why the mekabel tumah? So this is where they were damaged in the sense that the handle was broken. So if the handle is broken, or part of the handle is broken, the sharp edge is still usable. Therefore, the mekabel tumah. But nital chisuman, chisuman means the edge, which is even the end, the mouth of the kli, which is the sharp end of the kli. And Bar Tanur tells you that, in fact, they would put an extra piece of metal, very sharp piece of metal, at the edge of these kelim, although the kelim are sharp to begin with. Even if that little piece is removed, nital chisuman tor, and they're not makabel tuma anymore. V'chulam shenechu v'shnayim, the Mishnah says, in all of these cases, if these tools are split into two parts, tmeim, they are makabel tuma, because they can be used this way as well. If they're split into two, so you have a part of the handle left and the sharp edge left, so that's okay. Chutz mena makdeach. Except the makdeach. Why? The makdeach was that kli that was used to make holes, where you screw it in to make a hole in the wall, to make a hole in the piece of wood. Why is that? If that's split into two parts, because now you can't use it. You can't use it at all. Why can't you use it? It still has a sharp edge. So this is a very small handle. So it's really broken in half. The side that had the part that has the handle, very small handle, can't be used at all because you don't have the middle part is not going to be sharp. And the other edge, which it has the sharp edge, which it actually pierces the hole, doesn't have a handle. So that is not usable. V'horokni bifnei atzma tahora. This is referring back to the mafsalis, which is the plane, which had that, which is a block of wood and had a little sharp edge, which was used to smooth out the rough wooden boards. So the rokni is the blade, where the blade of that plane was removed. All you have is the block of wood. That block of wood is tahora because it has no use. It should be obvious to us, some of the farshim ask, that it should be tahora because it's wood and there's no clay kibble at all. There's no receptacle. Of course, it's not makabel tuma. So it should have nothing to do with the fact that it's not usable anymore. It's merely by the fact that it has that it's a block of wood. It's flat. So Mefarshim explained that that little piece of iron of Barzel that was in there, very sharp, that was used, actually was placed in a very small socket, a little slot. So there actually is a little clay kibble in there. With the Barzel removed, there is a little bit of a receptacle, but because it has no purpose, serves no purpose, therefore it is tahora. Perek, Yud Gimel Mishnah. Hey, machat shenital charira oug tsa tahora. Now we're dealing with needles, different types of needles. So the first is the typical type of needle that's used for sewing. So here, if charira, the eye of the needle, is removed, so now I have no way to turn in the thread, or uktsa, or of course the sharp part of the needle. Now there's no way to put that thread into the clothing because it's not sharp. So then Torah, it's not makabel tuma, can't use it for sewing anymore. Imis kino lemi tuach tamea. But if you designated that needle that was broken, I'm going to use that for stretching cloth that's already been woven. I'm going to use it to stretch, so then it doesn't need to be that sharp. You don't need an eye because you're not putting a thread in there because he's just using it to stretch. Then tmeah, then it's mekabel tuma because without the charira or uktsa, it's still usable as a kli. Now, what about the following needle? Shel sakayin, I have a needle that's being used for sack makers. So here, if it's nishenital shel sakayim, shenital charira, the eye of the needle that's used by sakayim, those who make sacks, where that was removed. So we spoke about sacks being made out of goat's hair and other materials. So now, you know, it doesn't have an eye of a needle. It's okay, it's tmei, it's mekabel tuma. Anyway, why? Don't you need to? I thought you're sewing. So the answer is mnei shehu kosev, but because this needle is a lot thicker. The other needle, when it's missing the sewing needle, when it's missing the offer of regular clothing, missing the eye, missing the point, there's nothing to use it for. But sakayim, even though that's a much thicker needle, so if that needle can't be used because there's no eye left, because you can't put any thread inside it, it's much thicker thread that you're using, so then it's still tamei of an ichur kosev because you can write with it. You can write with it, let's say, think about the writing we spoke about on wax, right? To etch into wax. So that can be used in such a way. Nital uktsa, but let's say the sharp part of this even eye of the needle of sakayin is removed, then tahora, then it's not mekabel tuma because it doesn't have any pointed edge, so you can't use it for anything. Can't use it for sewing, and you can't use it for even these sacks, and you can't use it for writing. Shel mituach, what about a needle that's used to stretch cloth? That's what it was made for to begin with. So then ben kach ben kach tamea. Then if it's missing its eye, or it's missing the point, or both of them are removed, doesn't matter. You don't even need those in order to use it for stretching woven clothing. Machat shehel sa chaluda. Let's say you have, they're going back to the regular machat that's used for clothing. And now it becomes rusty. At what point do we say it's no longer a kli, can't be used? If it's so rusty that it's preventing you from actually sewing properly, Torah, it's not makabel tum anymore. Can't use it. It's not usable as a kli. Vimlav, but it may be rusty, but nonetheless, you can still use it. Tamea, it's still makabel tum. Tzinora shepshata, I have now, speaking about it, tzinora is a small fork. Bartanu tells you, what was it used for? Mazle katan akom barosh is actually curved a little bit at the edge. Urigilim lahafech bo basal gabe kecholim. It's used to turn over the meat on top of the coals. V'yesh mehen katanim, they were smaller ones. Shemo chatin bohem psilos umekanchim baneros. That's used to prepare the wicks or to clean out the candles. Ukshe pashta have kemachat shenitel charirav uktzah tahora. When that becomes flat, it's no longer curved at the end, so you can't really dig in to the candles to clean them out. You can't really take hold of the basar and flip it over on the gecholim. So therefore, tzinora, this fork, now becomes flat. It's straightened out. It's not curved. Torah, it's not makabel tum because you can use it that way. Kifafa. But let's say you, at this point, you bent back the top to make it curved, then charzul tumasa, it goes back to its state of tuma, which means, let's say it was tame, it will retain its status of tuma, and certainly it's makabel tuma at this point.